Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, welcome to Saturday night. So glad to have you with us, wherever you're joining us from, anywhere in North America, anywhere around the globe, by way of radio, by way of television, by way of digital video stream, by way of audio digital stream, by way of podcast after the fact. Whatever the case may be, we are glad that you're here. Kevin McCullough, my name. Radio Night Live, the original, the OG. Here on Saturday night, and for the next couple of hours, we've got a lot of fun planned for you. In fact, we've got a huge show. And Nick, if we can, let's go to the big board just for a second, because I want to make sure we let everyone know all the things that are coming up. Joe Concha's got a new book out. Come on, man! And Joe's going to be with us to talk about his new bestseller. We've also got a very pleasant discussion about something you haven't given a lot of thought to, but something that a lot of people around the world have said they would like to have more of, which is honest reporting about faith in people's lives. So Aaron Shirinian is going to be with us before the first hour is out. And when we get kick-started here in the next little bit, my buddy Larry O'Connor, who is starting his brand-new O'Connor Tonight run with the Salem News Channel, he's going to join us to talk about all the good things that that includes. And we'll kick all around the big headlines in and amongst all these stories as well throughout the night. So I hope you'll stay with us. Then in the music spotlight, the new music spotlight tonight, on the new music spotlight, Spotlight stage, the one, the only, Lainey Wilson. My bride thinks she sounds like Dolly Parton, a very young Dolly Parton. Kind of agree with her, but there's something kind of catchy about Lainey's tunes, and we've got a couple of great ones for you tonight. Also, in hour number two, Rachel McCubbin, maybe one of the nicest people I've run across in the last 25 years. Was just with me as I was filling in on the Will Cow show this last week, and I wanted to bring her to the Ladies Lounge because of all the good things that she has to say. We'll also check in with our old friend Lisa De Pasquale. She ran CPAC for years. Now she runs the Bright Email. What's going on there? And what about these Supreme Court cases that are handling voting rights? The session, the court is in session, believe it or not. They're back at the job. So they're going to be busy this fall, as you can tell. And then the lady that would like to be the lieutenant governor of the state of New York. She is the running mate for Congressman Lee Zeldin in the state of New York. And they are crisscrossing New York every single day, talking to as many voters as they can. Allison Esposito is her name. And she's going to be with us in the ladies' lounge as well. And then more music from Lainey before we're all done. Now, having said all of that, Ali Stuckey had an awesome take on a picture this week. Did you see President Biden go to Florida and, you know, he had to shake hands with Governor DeSantis and he was down there to pronounce the official pronunciations of what the federal government does when there's a natural disaster. But there was this really cool shot of Biden standing in the background with his, you know, all too cool sunglasses on, kind of looking lost. And Ron DeSantis is actually at the podium that bears the presidential seal, because the seal has to be up anywhere where the president speaks. But it's just the coolest thing to think Joe Biden's in the background, Ron DeSantis is there at the presidential podium, and Ali Beth Stuckey said something along the lines of, the longer you let this picture sink in, the better it gets, or something along those lines. And it is comforting to think that there are some really talented leaders out there that could take our nation into a different direction in the days to come. Because personally, as Donald Trump Jr. put on Instagram this morning, I'm really tired of waking up to highlights like this one.
Let me start off with two words.
Two words.
Made in America.
Made in America.
Made in America.
Made in America. That's actually six words, but even if you took it as just half of what he said, made in America is three words. So the President of the United States, counting, math, English, none of it really his thing. So that's it. And you know, the other thing coming out of Florida with the president down there this week was he turned and said to that Floridian, just out of the blue, don't bleep with a Biden. No one bleeps with a Biden. And I'm saying bleep where he put another word that begins with the letter F in it. Rhymes with duck. But no one ducks a Biden, is what he said. And I thought, you know, that's kind of big and bold of him to assume, because I know that there's a desire to, you know, portray yourself well and to see yourself well and to think, you know, you're a tough guy. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that there have been all kinds of people ducking with Biden in recent years. So I thought it's the perfect time to renew our wonderful game show, No One Ducks with a Biden.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and in fact ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
No one ducks with a Biden. Unless maybe it's his own racism. Do you remember when he said, I mean, you got this first mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I think the stairs have messed with him a little bit. Remember the stairs? Didn't quite get, having trouble there. Wipe himself off and just keep going. And did he make it? Oh, the stairs didn't go down long, and there's a weird salute that no one received. Ah, yes, the laptops. Laptops never duck with a Biden. Never. The New York Post, maybe. Or what about his daughter's diary, where she wrote in there, at a young age, showers with my dad, probably not appropriate. That diary. No one of him.
But I also believe, and it's his personal, OVP. And I'm actually very grateful to hear you talk about the reputation of two United States senators who built their reputation and career on the segregation of race in this country.
No one. Well, what about gravity and bicycles? I think those things have ducked with him a little bit. Whoa. Or maps. I forgot about the maps. All right. No one ducks with him. Oh, except for the ghosts. He keeps trying to shake hands with nobody. And he doesn't seem to understand that they're not... Where'd they go? And sometimes just needing to get off stage.
No one... Let me start off with two words.
Yep.
Made
two words.
In America.
Two words.
Made in America.
Of the house. That's exactly right.
That's exactly right. No one ducks with a Biden. No one. Just some very interesting elements of life that sometimes get him. Be it gravity on the bicycle or his own vice president. In all seriousness, who says stuff like that to voters that you're going down to see to try to help? I know you're trying to project yourself as some sort of good old boy and I can drop a swear and tell people I'm tough and no one's going to mess with me. Wouldn't it just be better if you just stood there and listened? heard from the people that were dealing with the actual crisis what was going on, and then deciding you can do something about it given your unique position and your incredibly powerful position at this point in time? I think that's all that fella from Florida needed. He didn't need to be told that no one messes with a Biden. What was he even talking about? The hurricane? Was he trying to imply that the hurricane doesn't mess with him? Well, the hurricane ripped up Florida pretty good. Anyway, lesson tonight, kids. Humility goes a long way. Because there's always videotape now. Anyway, no one ducks with a Biden coming to a theater near you. Very fun. Very fun. More installments of that game show ahead, I'm sure. Hey, listen, we've got a big show for you tonight. I hope you keep it right here. Coming up next, we talk to Larry O'Connor about his brand new venture in television on the Salem News Channel. O'Connor Tonight, viewed 9 p.m. weeknights on SNC. Kevin McCullough, glad you're here. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
All right, I am so excited to have my next guest back with us because I don't think he's been here since he wrote a book or something 100 years ago. I think that was the last time, literally, Larry O'Connor was on Kevin McCullough Radio. But if you're in the world of talk radio, it's a very small family. And we usually get together at the Talkers Convention, and everybody in the room knows everybody else. And I've known of Larry's great work. Weren't you at Breitbart before you?
Yeah.
So you've led a very distinguished life in conservative media. And Larry O'Connor, who is the morning host, O'Connor and Company at WMAL in Washington, D.C., which is a legendary news talker in the country, joins us here. Larry, congratulations on all of the good things that have been happening for you. But most importantly, this week you launch a brand new work called O'Connor Tonight. Tell my people all about it.
Yeah, 9 p.m. prime time on Salem News Channel. It's thrilling. Everything's been happening so fast when we put this thing together, and we're starting a brand new prime time news analysis show from scratch. And we're based here in Washington, D.C. As you mentioned, I'm on WMAL here in D.C., so I've been doing radio here for 10 years now, mostly for morning drive, but I did afternoon drive for about 4 years as well. So, as you can imagine, you know, it's just the nature of the beast, Kevin. You know, you're plugged into everything that's going on here in town. And it just seemed like a natural as they were assembling the primetime lineup for Salem News Channel. Once the daytime national syndicated shows, you know, Gallagher and Gorka and Prager and Hewitt are done, they approached me because I've been working with Town Hall and before Town Hall Hot Air, both properties of Town Hall Media, which is part of the Salem family.
Yep.
And they asked me to assemble a show that would focus on what's going on in D.C. and also utilize a lot of the Town Hall talent working right here in our offices. So we're really excited.
Well, I believe firmly that the voices at Town Hall are still some of the most needed in the discussion. And yet it kind of, I don't know, just I guess maybe because the platform that Salem has isn't kind of the equivalent of a Fox or a CNN. It just hasn't been able to punch through on some of those levels just yet. But certainly with the changes that Salem is bringing about between our podcast network, now our streaming news channel, which is OTT, and friends, if you don't know what that is, that you can get it on your Roku, your Apple TV, basically any wireless device that can download apps to your phones, your iPads, whatever you may use for that type of situation. And Larry, by the way, we're not the only one that's doing it. I mean, when you look at all of the ones that are out there between Real America's Voice and Newswire and all, this has really become a very crowded space very quickly in terms of the expansion of news and information that is really designed to give people what they are, you know, expressly looking for. And Phil Boyce has very smartly dubbed our network the antidote to the mainstream media.
Yeah, and I think that consumers are hungry for this right now, Kevin. I think that they can't get enough content and information, and these are harrowing times, let's face it. They're interested in how we can get out of the mess that we're in right now, and they rightly don't trust what they're seeing from some of the major corporations who are delivering news and information on cable stations and broadcast stations. You mentioned Breitbart, to be specific, if it matters to anyone, I was actually working with Mr. Breitbart himself, with Andrew. He's the one who hired me. He's the one who brought me into this world. I used to work on Broadway musicals and Broadway shows, but I was a conservative in the entertainment business, and Andrew collected people in the entertainment business who were also conservative, and I started writing for Big Hollywood, his very first website, in 2009. I think I met you at a CPAC in 2010, I want to say.
Was that where we had Marriott the youth lounge?
In the lounge upstairs.
Baldwin and I had that.
That's right.
Media Lounge. Yeah. No, it was a lot of fun. In fact,
and I was part of that whole Breitbart menagerie of personalities and people. And he had me writing for Big Journalism after my first year. Big Journalism was basically analyzing the media from a conservative perspective.
Correct.
I'll never forget, most important day of my life, I went to him and I said, Andrew, he goes, what are you writing today? He said, Andrew, I can't find a good media story. And he pulled me into his office and he sat me down and he said, I'm going to tell you this once. Every story is a media story.
Yeah.
You just need to look at every story and recognize every story is a media story. And as soon as you get it, you'll get it. And of course, this is the man who worked with Matt Drudge as his editor back in the Drudge Report days when it was, you know, incredibly effective and important. And something clicked. And it's like, oh, my God, that's right. Every single story is a media story. And people don't trust the media anymore, obviously. And so that's left a lane open for opportunities like this. And we are going to seize on that opportunity.
Well, and as well we should, because when you have the platform that Salem has had in radio, which has been, you know, kind of a gift in many ways to impact so much, and to recognize that while radio is not going anywhere, the digital domain is really the frontier that is yet to see what really any boundaries look like. Yeah. And if people are going to be there, they're going to need what they're looking for to be accessible to them as well. If you're just joining us, friends, Larry O'Connor, morning man at WMAL in Washington, D.C., and the creative director for townhall.com, a place that publishes me, in full disclosure. He will be hosting O'Connor tonight every weeknight, Monday through Friday, and then at 9 p.m. And then at 9 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, you get Radio Night Live with KMC. So we're the 9 p.m. bros, man.
That's right. We're the 9 o'clock guys. We should have our own locals page now. Maybe an Omni's fan. I don't know.
let's ease up on that a bit. Hey,
give the people what they want, Kevin.
Yeah, well, that ain't for that for me. So let me ask you, speaking of what we want, this is going to be a terrible segue, but do we want a president who's calling dead people to the stage in the middle of junket on nutrition, health, and hunger?
It's a little disturbing, but my mind is rested at ease now because Karine Jean-Pierre assures me it was just because she was top of mind, Kevin.
Yeah.
She was top of mind.
He thinks about her all the time. Yeah,
Jackie Walorski, she died 2 months ago, and I'm sorry. I mean, I recognize that you can, you know, oh, geez, we're doing this in dedication of her. This was a anti-hunger bill or policy that they're trying to push forth. And she really was one of the good ones, Walorski. She was a great congresswoman. She did a ton for hunger. She did a ton for veterans on the Veterans Services Committee. And here Biden was literally saying, is Jackie here? Where's Jackie? And I wrote about this last week at Town Hall. Something miraculous happened in that press briefing. It's the first time it's happened in the Biden administration, where not only was there a question asked about this by somebody other than Peter Ducey, but there was a follow-up, and then it was one of those, you know, the tag teams that we saw literally every day during the Trump administration. But every reporter said, no, we're not buying it. There's something seriously wrong here.
Right.
And we need to see more of that. Now, there's a whole lot of other stories they could be, you know, getting exercised about that go beyond just Joe Biden thinking that he sees a dead woman in the audience. We can start with the Hunter Biden laptop. We can start with the Afghanistan pullout. We can go to, how about the origins of COVID and how Fauci screwed up the response under Biden. We can go on and on, but it's good to see a little bit from the media, I guess, just a little.
Well, I think that this is a real sign that the left wants someone else to be the nominee in 24, because you are starting, I mean, the New York Times has written fairly critical editorials of recent, and you're starting to see some of this pushback in ways you haven't before. And there ain't anybody on planet Earth that thinks his number two is suitable to replace him. So they're going to be looking for a whole new band to play with, so to speak, when that goes around. At least that's what I think. But I don't know if you can tell Joe Biden that he can't run. Like, I honestly don't know what you can tell him at this point. Larry O'Connor, we'll be watching, and we'll have you back here soon as well. Thanks for being here.
Also, and we'll have you likewise. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Volusia County on the Atlantic coast of Florida faces the continued threat of flooding more than a week after Hurricane Ian ripped through the state. Governor Ron DeSantis, who toured the county Friday, said inland areas still have a lot of standing water that doesn't have anywhere to go. We've been delivering thousands of sandbags almost every day out to those areas to help those folks, Volusia County Emergency Manager Jim Judge said. And a mega yacht linked to billionaire Alexei Mordashov, an industrialist, has dropped anchor in Hong Kong amid efforts by the West to seize the luxury assets of Russian elites in allied ports as the war in Ukraine drags on. The Nord, a nearly 466-foot yacht that is said to be one of the world's largest, was spotted Friday in Hong Kong's waters just minutes from the central downtown district. The vessel is estimated to be worth at least $500 million, according to a yacht broker. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And now, back to Radio Nightlife. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back. You know, we cover on this broadcast regularly the problems with and about the media in different ways, whether it be biased coverage of domestic policy or foreign policy. We have noted that even in some of the more important areas where people should have legitimate news coverage to its best of its ability, like the White House press room, even then sometimes it has fallen short in recent days. And as a journalism major myself, this is very disappointing to watch happen to the news industry. But there's one specific area of coverage that it has come to my attention that more audiences are requesting better coverage of and more coverage of than they are presently getting, and it does not seem as though anyone is interested in helping them with that. That is perhaps one of the reasons why the Faith and Media Initiative was formed and commissioned a poll to be done of some 9,000 subjects globally to ask them about the quality of coverage they're getting as it pertains to faith and religion. And here to discuss is the Senior Vice President of Global Reach for Deseret Management Corporation, Aaron Sherinian. Aaron, thank you for being with us.
Kevin, it's great to be with you, and thanks for bringing this topic to the forefront.
Yeah, well, I'm a little bit out of the box on some of this stuff. I actually talk about people globally that get persecuted for their faith in different regions of the world on a regular basis. But what was the motivation to conduct this particular survey?
A group of people, and these are journalists, these are academicians, these are just people who are interested in society. These are media folks and those who understand and care about media's role. We realized that even though we show up as people of faith, 82% of people around the world say that they're part of a faith group or spiritual or God-centered spirituality is important to them. So even though we show up in faith in our lives and in society, faith isn't showing up in our newsfeed. So there's a disconnect, and everyone's worried about polarization, and everyone's worried about mistrust. And yet, here's an area where something that matters to us isn't being discussed. And you know that if you don't discuss something, you're not good at talking about it in
right.
your dining room tables or in your boardrooms or wherever you are. So we thought it was time to get some data around it. Instead of just assumptions, let's actually get some numbers and find out what people want and what they're seeing.
So let me ask you this. What is the consensus, before you tell us what the survey found, what's the consensus among those academicians and journalists as to why there is such a lack in this arena? And I've seen the firsthand operations of CNN and Fox and MSNBC here in New York. I know how their newsrooms operate, and I think each of them may have one person in terms of their entire network that is kind of designated as the religion correspondent. But if you're talking about 81%, 82% of people globally that identify on some level, it seems like there would be more than that at some point in time.
Well, isn't it interesting? If we're just talking about a market opportunity, and that's not the great purpose for the study, but if you're just looking at those numbers, this is something that matters to people, so wouldn't you want to cover it? Now, journalists told us that newsroom economics is part of this, right? The expertise is shrinking and the resources for it are shrinking. So great organizations are doing work on training. There's beautiful programs out there, some of them going on right now as we speak, about how to train journalists so that they are more comfortable and that they can do this work. But journalists told us anecdotally in these interviews, they told the HarrisX researchers that there's a real fear of getting it wrong. And in their newsrooms themselves, there's an environment sometimes where you can talk about anything. Journalists take on the toughest of topics. But sometimes it's not a place where you can talk about your own belief system or your own faith system. Now, of course, newsrooms are very different. But it's great that they talked about that and that they said they'd like for there to be diversity in the newsroom. People are writing about this topic. There's good research on it. But more awareness will create for more sharing and more collaboration in the newsroom about this topic itself.
I'm just curious, and I'm speculating here a little bit, as a person of deep faith myself. I am curious if there is a hesitancy on some level, because some of the most popular, kind of cultural issues that are bubbling up to the surface right now seem to, at times, contradict or go against many of the major faith systems on planet Earth. And I'm just curious if there is a perhaps secularization of the journalist newsroom experience that just doesn't want to have that conflict at work.
Well, one of the things that people told us in this study was that 78% of people said that stereotypes about religion should get the same attention that gender or racial stereotypes are getting in the conversation and coverage right now.
All right, Aaron Sherinian, we appreciate what you're doing. Thanks for spending some time with us and helping us understand a little bit better.
It's great to be with you. Thanks, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everybody loves my feet, you feel my feet, and love by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
So glad to have you with us, and it's, you know, interesting times we live in, because as my next guest wrote about in The Hill recently, you would think that with, you know, a major hurricane and major trouble on so many different fronts in the country, that people would be in a spirit to kind of pull together. You'd think that there'd be some sort of benefit to saying, we're Americans, let's try to help each other out. No, that's not what the left wants to do at all. Joe Concha is the author of the brand new book, Come On, Man, The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency, and I think he's being kind. Joe, good to have you back at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hey, Kevin. I guess I wasn't very subtle with that title, huh?
Well, I just think you were trying to soft pedal it is all. Let's talk about for a second the issue that I just brought up, and that is this tone that is more tribalized and really more dangerous to the overall welfare for Americans in general than we've seen any in the modern era.
You mean comparing 74 million voters to semi-fascists, which I didn't know there was a Diet Coke of fascism. Like, I'm not going to go all out and call you a fascist, but you're kind of like a semi-fascist. It's like kind of getting a girl pregnant. Like, dude, just go all the way with it or don't say it at all. So, yeah, we were promised that the current president, when he was coming in, he was going to be two things. He was going to be a moderate and he was going to unify the country. Well, right. We see what moderate looks like, right? Like, hey, how do we lower inflation? Let's spend trillions more and call it the Inflation Reduction Act, and which no kid with, as everyone at Lemonade Stand will tell you, that if you spend more money, that will lower inflation. But that's what this president has done. That's what this Democratic Party has done in controlling the Congress and Senate. And you see what happens also with crime, right? I don't hear Joe Biden once, Kevin, ever talk about cashless bail laws and how they're a horrible idea. I live in New York. Trust me, things aren't going well here right now when the same criminals are committing crimes over and over again. And then the border, which I know you talk about a lot, where you have 4 million people coming into this country in this president's first 2 years alone, and all the fentanyl that's coming along with it that's killing 300 Americans per day on average in overdoses. I try to look for something that this president has done well, and I look at it objectively. I voted for Bill Clinton when he ran in 96. That was the first time I could vote. So it's not like I'm some sort of like complete ideologue that's going to go after Biden no matter what. I don't see one thing that's been successful so far about this presidency.
Yeah. Well, you write that way in The Hill. You're very fair in your comparisons. And you recently wrote about the effect of the hurricane and what people would like to do to Ron DeSantis because of all of it. And I don't know if Trump's going to run or not run. I know that we would be well served by someone who championed Trump's policies and did a very effective job of governing. And from what I've been able to observe, it seems that Ron DeSantis kind of gets that and does that. But it's certainly up to the former president if he wants to run again in 2024. But nonetheless, the left's certainly scared of him.
Absolutely. And I even think if DeSantis were to run and Trump were to run, based on my own little internal polling, and I do this just in social situations with people that I know are strong supporters of Trump, and I say, but if you're given the opportunity, who do you take, DeSantis or Trump? And I'd say about, I don't have this written down, but 8 out of 10 will kind of, well, I'll say this, 5 out of 10 will look over their shoulders as if they're saying something that is complete sacrilege, and they'll whisper it almost like, I love Trump, but I think I want DeSantis now. Hmm. And it just seems like more and more people are making that pivot, not because they don't like Trump, but they just see all of the baggage that comes along with them. Some of that baggage is completely unfair, right? We saw that with Russia collusion.
Totally. Yep.
The two impeachments that were, you know, ridiculous. Obviously, with this raid with Mar-a-Lago, that remains to be seen what exactly what was happening there. But if you want an issues-based election, I would love to see DeSantis versus Newsom.
Yep.
And if you want to compare California to Florida and who's running which state better, let's have that argument without going into personalities and tweets and so on, because I have a feeling many people would rather live in Florida right now with no income tax rate as opposed to California, which has the highest of 13.3%, just as an example.
I don't know that anybody's going to talk Joe Biden out of not running. So it's you might have to postpone that matchup, but you're about the sixth person that has said, I want popcorn in a front row seat for that one. I can't blame them. The management styles are completely opposite, and it's a referendum on exactly what America wants to be. The sad part is nothing about what California aims to be anymore is what America has ever wanted to be. So I don't know. I don't even know why he thinks he's got a shot at even convincing people in places like New York and New Jersey that still want, they may want, big government programs and the rest, but they're not leaving the Joint Terrorism Task Force. They don't want MS-13 crawling their streets. Even Mayor Adams got a little upset when Joe Biden's planes landed and he was dealing with migrants before Greg Abbott's buses got there. So, I mean, there's at least a thread sometimes of common sense in places outside of California. In California, they've gone all in, and it would be a referendum on the most progressive Marxist ideology versus the most true American ideology that you could find. It'd be an interesting race for sure. Let me ask you about
the book. Imagine, Kevin, if I could just add real quick.
Go ahead.
where is the biggest exodus happening from right now in terms of states? It's New York and California.
Yep.
There are reasons for that. And crime is the primary driver. And the fact that taxes, so now basically in New York's case, for example, it's a much more expensive city to live in. It always was expensive. And it's a far less safe city to live in. And then you could say that about California in terms of San Francisco, where they just recalled the DA, you know, in the most blue of blue cities. Even they've had enough of that. I think
not
even
the
in
DA,
New Jersey.
Also the school board. They got the school board thrown out there, too. I mean,
that's right.
Things you do not expect to happen in San Francisco.
Exactly. And then even in my home state of New Jersey, I mean, Jack Cittarelli came within a whisper of beating our current horrible governor and Phil Murphy. And that was with no national backing. Like, no people ignored that race completely. So I think people are getting it, even in the blue states, that particularly with crime, this is not acceptable. And now they're leaving in record numbers for places like Texas and Florida. Go figure.
I was working that election night and was at the Cittarelli headquarters late into the evening. And, you know, there's still some goofy stuff that happened in Bergen County that closely mirrored some of the goofy stuff that happened. I know, we're neighbors. But some of that stuff looked awful lot like what happened in 2020. I'm just saying, stopped counting in the middle of the night and found new boxes of ballots coming in some places anyway. Hey, real quickly. Come on, man. Why should people get a book that obviously, by according to the cover, describes perfectly what they're living through right now?
But for the connection that maybe the title doesn't give, Kevin, so a lot of the chapters, particularly as you go later into the book, really lay out how the media, and you know that's primarily my sweet spot, got this man elected by hook or by crook.
Hey, Joe, congrats on the book. Come on, man, the truth about Joe Biden's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad presidency by Joe Concha. You see him on Fox News. He does a great job, also in The Hill. Cal McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the Music Spotlight stage the one and only Lainey Wilson.
I got turned around in some little town I'd never been to before. Working my way through the middle of June, midnight thunderstorm. There was something in the headlights that stopped me on a dime. She was scared to death, so I said, climb in, and then she climbed. Ooh. She was bruised and broke from head to toe with a tear in her bloodstained shirt. She didn't tell the whole truth, but she didn't have to. I knew what had happened to her. I didn't load her down with questions. That girl had been through enough. I just threw it in drive, looked in those eyes, and asked her where he was. I don't know if he's an angel, 'cause angels don't do what he did. He was hell-bent to find a man behind all the whiskey scars I hear. Just waiting in the truck. Well, I knocked and knocked and no one came, so I kicked in his double wide door. I let the hammer drop before he got to that 12 he was reaching for. I didn't try to hide my pistol. I didn't even try to run. I just sat on the porch smoking one of his cigarettes and waited for the cops to come. I don't know if he's an angel, 'cause angels don't do what he did. He was hell-bent to find a man behind all the whiskey scars I hear. Worth the price to see a brighter side of the girl I picked up that night. And I might be here forever. It ain't paradise, that's true. But it's a whole hell of a lot better than the place I sent him to.
Thank you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.